When Moses was leading the people through the wilderness, their journey took a long, long time. And they were walking through deserted land. There were no towns, no villages, no farms, no fruit stands, no grocery stores, certainly not any restaurants. And in the first few days, they ate all the food that they had brought with them. And after the food ran out, they started to get really hungry. And so they complained to Moses. You know, they said, our old homes were bad, and we had to work as slaves. But at least we had food to eat. Did you bring us out here in the wilderness to die? While the people were busy complaining, God was talking to Moses. And God said to Moses, I'm going to send bread from heaven for the people to eat. Now you need to tell them that they're going to have to gather that food every morning, and they should only get enough for the day, because I'll send more the next day. So in the morning, the people woke up and they were very eager for something to eat. And they looked all around their camp, and they saw, as far as they could see, the ground was covered with moisture, with little drops of water. We call it dew. And they saw that as the sun rose and got warmer, the dew evaporated, and what was left was this white, flaky stuff. And they looked at it, and they said to each other, what is that? We've never seen anything like that before. And Moses said, that's the bread from heaven that God sent for you to eat. And so they got their baskets, and they walked carefully out onto the ground around the camp, and they gathered up this white, flaky stuff, and it became their food. They named it manna. And they learned some things about it. They learned that it was impossible to save manna until the next day, because if you tried to do that, it wouldn't be good anymore. And they also learned that everybody always collected exactly the amount they needed. It was impossible to get too much or to have too little. Everybody always had exactly the right amount. And they learned that they had to collect it in the morning, because if the sun got too hot, this stuff would just melt and sink into the ground. And it was because of this manna that they ate every day that they had the strength to keep going. And God worked it out so that on the day before the Sabbath, which was meant to be their day of rest, they would get a double portion of manna, and it wouldn't go bad. It would last through the Sabbath. And that way, they didn't have to work. They didn't have to walk. They could just rest and be thankful for God on the Sabbath day. And so because of this manna, they had the strength to hike on the other 6 days, to pack up their camp, to walk a long way, to set up their camp again. And they knew that it was because of God that they were able to make it through this wilderness, because without God's provision, they wouldn't have had anything to eat. Well, a long, long, long time later, when the great, 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 great grandchildren of the people who had eaten manna in the wilderness came to Jesus wanting some bread, Jesus said, the bread of God comes down from heaven and it gives life to the world. Many said, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. And so today we're going to give thanks for life that comes to us from God. Dear God, we thank you for hearing our prayers and knowing our needs. We thank you for making provision for us. We thank you for sending Jesus to give us life and to give life to the world. We open our hands. We open our hearts. We open our mouths to receive this gift of life. Amen.